Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast editing and support show. I hope you're doing great. Yeah. We're back. It's a leap year. Did you know that? It's a leap year. So all the leaplings out there who are celebrating their birthday on this extra day coming up here at the end of February, we get a bonus day. What are you doing with your bonus day, everyone? Hope you did something amazing if you're listening after the fact. In advance, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, when life gives you a bonus day, you better grab onto that. That's a great opportunity. Nice to have you back here on the podcast editing and support show. As I try to say the name of my own podcast, we are looking at a very interesting topic around AI. I've been getting some feedback and some questions from listeners to this show around, Dave, I'm nervous. I would love to have a podcast editing and support program or service that I can offer to the world, but I'm afraid of one thing, two little letters that are changing the world. AI. Dun, dun, dun. As we hear that word, we shudder as people who do editing and support for podcasters. And for podcasters that are listening, that are contemplating on going the completely AI route, I got a few things to talk about here on the show. I'm so glad you're here. So today we're talking about embracing AI in content editing, how human editors can thrive in the age of technology. Time to get out from underneath that barrel. Stop hiding. AI is here, but we can thrive even as audio and video editors. Here on the podcast editing and support show, you ready? Here we go. So when I talk to people who are contemplating starting their own podcast editing and support services for people, they are a little nervous around this thing called AI. Now, a word of caution, and this happened to somebody that I know, they wanted to jump into podcast editing. So they downloaded Descript. They pay the monthly fee, and they created a business around Descript. So Descript is their tool of choice, and they run everything through Descript, and they charge their clients for their work that they use using the Descript platform. I use Descript. I love it. It's got some amazing tools. I love the studio sound. It's an amazing little tool that fixes a lot of bad recording quality. It's a great tool. You should check it out for that alone. But I know that there's been people that have been using Descript and then building a business on it. Now, I love technology. I love when new things come into the marketplace and make things better, easier, all of that. But to build a business on one specific program, you're kind of building your business on rented land. In that, Descript could go away one day. Any of these tools that you fall in love with can go away someday. Any of these tools can be bought up. Any of these tools could move to another service. You really have no control when you build your business on one specific platform, like Descript, for example, again, which I use and which I love. When the content creators discovered Descript on their own, they reached out to this person that I know, who again was using Descript as their main editing tool, and said, hey, podcast editor, which we have hired and which we pay a monthly fee to, we just found this great program and we think we can do this ourselves. We don't need your services anymore. This great program is called, wait for it, Descript. So we're going to do this all in-house. Thank you for your time. So great to work with you. Love you. You're a great person. But we're going to be able to do this ourselves and save us a lot of money. This person that I know, their response was complete confusion and shock and awe that A, they've been fired as an editor, and B, that their client went and downloaded the exact same program that they were using and paying a fraction of the price and doing it themselves. So in that instance, AI took away a job from somebody that I know. That's a fact. And you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I won't be a podcast editor. Maybe this is not a good idea. Is AI going to take over the world? Should I run and hide? I would caution you, no. And this is why I wanted this show to be out in the world, is I wanted, again, I want to talk to podcasters who are looking to hire people like you and me who are podcast editors. I want to give podcast hosts the real information so that they understand what's going on behind the scenes when they post their recordings to a shared folder and your editor does the work and sends it back. I want hosts to understand the process. And I want you as an editor listening to the show to go, I need the tools, resources, I need to grow, I need to plan, I need to know what technology to embrace and what that means to me in my business. So that's the idea behind the show, and I'm glad you're here. So I kind of have this letter that I want to read to you, a letter that I'm kind of drafting in my brain around the whole idea about embracing AI and content editing. Again, how human editors can thrive in an age of technology. And so my letter kind of starts like this. And I've kind of written it as a letter because I wanted to share with you, again, whether you're a host or an editor. And it kind of goes like this. Dear content editors, podcast audio, and video editors. I think that kind of relates to you. And let's throw in podcast hosts as well. In recent times, discussions about the impact of AI, artificial intelligence, or as I like to call it, assistant intelligence. It assists you in your intelligence. A lot of discussions about the impact of AI on the respective fields of podcast audio and video editing has inundated us on social media, like on platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook. As professionals deeply engaged in content creation and editing, it's natural to ponder the role of AI and to its potential to actually replace us as human editors. And I understand and I get that you're a little nervous when you see all of these amazing platforms and apps and tools come out into the marketplace. However, rather than succumbing to fear, we must pivot our perspective to embrace AI as a tool to enhance our craft and to sustain our industry. Let's talk about the 30,000-pound elephant in the room. The concern that AI will erode the need for us as human editors. Well, AI technology like ChatGPT and the 10,000 other ones that are going to be released between now and the time that this episode airs, there has been significant strides in these tools making things easier, better, faster, more efficient in all of the aspects of editing. It's essential to recognize that AI cannot replicate the nuanced understanding, creativity, and intuition that human editors bring to the table, you and I. Our collaborative and competitive relationship with AI kind of mirrors our interactions as freelance editors. We must adapt to coexist with AI. We must also leverage its capabilities while emphasizing the unique value that we provide to our clients. Current AI copy editing tools exhibit promise but fail short in some areas. I'm not like we're looking to condemn AI and the rise of great tools, but rather I just want to underscore the irreplaceable role that we have as human editors. Our profession has evolved alongside many, many technological advancements. From, let's go back, stone tablets, right, way back in the day, to sophisticated editing software, the world has changed. There were people that were afraid of cars because they would replace horses. There were people that were afraid of the internet because it would replace newspapers and libraries. Technology keeps moving forward, and we need to think about how we adjust, how we grow, and how we leverage these tools to make things better. Basically, as I look at this, AI represents the next stage in what is bound to be the evolution of podcasting, the evolution of content creating, the evolution of writing a book. Anything where we put out into the world, AI is going to touch it and have an impact on it. It's going to give us some more efficiencies and consistency. That's the one thing that AI does. It levels the playing field, but it lacks that human touch that is required for really complex communication tasks. And that's where we step in. Why then are human editors indispensable? History reveals our adaptability and resilience in embracing new technologies. Just as word processing revitalized and revolutionized editing workflows, AI will enable us to delve deeper into the existence of content, refining it, collecting it with a level of depth and meaning that only humans can achieve with a big team. Clients will continue to seek the expertise of human editors to navigate the complexity of language, culture, context, contemplating AI's capabilities with human insight and judgment. The future of editing lies in a relationship where human editors harness AI's efficiency while providing the critical thinking and understanding necessary for superior editing. Just like Etsy connects artisans with global audience, or Instagram connects visual media with an audience, just like YouTube creates the next version of television on demand, AI becomes more integrated into the editorial process. If you think about it this way, AI really can amplify your abilities. It really can help you to do more in less time and maybe help more people. Have you thought of it that way? Leveraging these tools, which take mundane tasks and turn them into something a little bit easier. I know as an early user of Microsoft Excel, for example, there would be tasks that I would do on a repetitive basis, same steps over and over and over and over every time I open a document. Do this, format this, make it look like this. This should equal this. And I would do the same steps over and over. Somebody sat down with me at my desk one day and said, "Dave, have you ever heard of a macro?" And I'm like, "The opposite of micro? What is that? What is this of which you speak?" And they demonstrated for me that a macro in Excel is basically the same equivalent of walking into a studio and recording all of the steps that you do in order in a recording, and then having it as a saved recording, and then playing it back anytime that you want to do those same steps over and over and over again, repetitively, so that you don't have to do the steps. You just hit one button, it does all of the steps at once, and gives you back the final product while you sip your coffee. Now, is that something to fear? No. That makes you more efficient. I could answer an email while the macro is running in my Microsoft Excel. I can do another task while I'm doing this. So am I afraid of technology in that moment? No. That made me more efficient. Did it take my job away? No. But it helped me. And that's how I look at all these AI tools. Yes, it takes an element of maybe some of the mundane tasks that we do on a repetitive basis. It takes that piece out of the situation, but it doesn't take me. And I'm thinking, well, okay, what's 20 years from now? I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen in 20 years from now. No clue. But right now, I think that we as editors, audio and video editors, are safe because there's still going to be somebody who needs to push the button, do the thing, monitor and see it from a human perspective. Everything that it spits out, right? If you've ever tried ChatGPT or have met somebody who has, you'll know that it comes back pretty flowery with its words. Doesn't really sound like you as a person because it's collecting all this data from different points and giving it back to you. And it makes it a little fluffy. Uses words that you would never use. Doesn't sound like you. That's the downside of this. It's doing its best with what it knows. And I heard somebody say that all of these tools are as dumb as they'll ever be right now. They're only going to get smarter and better in the future. So a great time to learn and adapt and grow along with AI is now, as it's growing, as it's learning, and as it's doing its things as well. Let's heed the words of ChatGPT itself. While AI can assist with proofreading, editing, and content generation, it cannot replace the human touch. Our profession is not about correcting grammar and syntax. It's about understanding tone, style, and audience. Elements that require human intuition and empathy. AI does not have human intuition. AI doesn't have empathy. AI has never experienced the joys and losses, the thrills, the excitement, the complete desperation that you have. AI has never been broken up with. AI has never been fired from a job. AI has never been in a car accident. AI cannot explain to you the feeling of standing on a tall mountain, looking down over nature and feeling like your breath is being taken away from you. AI does not know what that feels like, cannot explain it, has never experienced it. You have. AI is at a disadvantage to the human intuition and empathy that we have. By embracing AI as a complement to your expertise, we can navigate the evolving landscape of editing and ensure that enduring relevance of our industry continues because we, again, show up with human intuition and empathy. That is the difference between us and AI. We need to embrace AI in the ability to help us in our content editing. We as editors can thrive in this age of technology. We can navigate the future of content creation, and we can leverage AI so that we can grow our industry, our podcasts, our business in a sustainable way. That's what we can do, and AI is there to assist us in this. I would love to know what your favorite AI tool is or what you've heard about or what you're curious about. At podcasteditingandsupport.com is my website. And I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on AI, whether you're 75 years old or you're 15. What are you excited about? What are you nervous about around AI? And let's have a conversation. I'd love to talk to you and get your feedback on the whole world of AI, podcast editing, for audio and video editors. And to you as a podcast host, yes, you can go and download the script yourself. You can run it through there. If you have the time to do so, great. Then that's awesome. But to have the insight and help of somebody who's been doing this for a long time, who can give you advice, can help you be better, can point out things that you can do better, ways that you can improve your show and be a resource for you, a human editor, a human support team behind you will far outweigh the cost to hire somebody like that. So think about that. And if you're going to build your entire business on one platform solution for editing, be cautious because there's nothing stopping your podcaster who's hired you to edit their show from just downloading the exact same program and doing it themselves. So develop your skills, learn how to do podcast editing and support the right way. Don't place all your time and effort and your expertise on one program. Because if something happens to that program, or someone else discovers your secret and just decides to do it themselves, you're going to be looking for a new job. You need to improve and get better. And for that, that's why this show exists. That's why I'm doing this podcast. And I'd love to be there for you to and walk you through how you can level up too as a podcast editor and support person. Listening to the show is a great start, but a conversation together with yourself and myself would be the next step. And I'd love to do that with you. PodcastEditingAndSupport.com. Thank you for listening. Catch you on the next episode, everybody. Get out there and enjoy your leap year. You got an extra day. Do something special with your leap year this year. Take care. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.